Blog Talk Radio.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nisa's Touch and be blessed.
Blessings, family. This is Pastor Christopher Newton. We are celebrating our fourth year of ministry, and we're going to do it big by having a 2015 Nissan Altima car raffle. Yes, that's right. It's only a $30 donation. So get your name drawn in, and on July 4th, Independence Day, we're going to announce the winner of our raffle on Facebook Live at TPV Ministries. And walk with us. Let's go.
Good evening, family and friends. This is your Caribbean Pepper Pot, and I am your host, and this is Mrs. Touch. Well, tonight I got a few things for you guys. We're going to be talking about kingdom living. What is a kingdom living? Then I'm going to give you a desperately needed message. Reigning with Christ, overcomers, and the end day. And but of course, last but not least, I'm going to give you five life-changing secrets of kingdom living. So family and friends, this pepper pot will be hot tonight. That's right. It's going to be cooking. It's going to be steaming. You know, I usually do the nuggets of the night. Tonight, I'm not because, you know, I'm going into a topic tonight. So we're not going to do the nuggets of the night. But, of course, you know, if time is on our side, we're going to close with a dear God as usual. I'm going to try to give you a food tip tonight, not a medical tip because it's kind of a long thing that we're doing here tonight. So, you know, the pepper pot, everything in one pot. So, you know, of course, it's going to be all good, all spicy, and all hot, ready to go. Yes, family and friends, yes. So once again, to the TPV Radio Network listeners, once again, thank you guys for tuning in so much and listening in. You know, we are grateful for you guys, you know, could make it this far where we at now with our radio station. And, of course, we give our thanks and blessings to the Almighty above, for he is the Messiah. So, you know, we give it up all to him. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back. And, of course, I'm going to start with Kingdom Living. So we're going to break it down, shake it down, and get to the bottom of it. So once again, family and friends, thank you for tuning into the Caribbean Pepper Pot on TPV Radio Network. Stay tuned and stay blessed.
Allahu Akbar, Muhammad Rasulullah, Ya Habib Allah, Allah.
Ibrahim Khalilullah, Ismail Zabihullah, Ala Mali Khalqillah,
La Ilaha Illallah,
Banuf Ma Ahlihi بسمت على الجود ما كان يقوله
لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر إنك أنت العليم الحكيم الله أكبر الله أكبر إنه الله أكبر الله أكبر وهدى والبشرى للمؤمنين الله أكبر الله أكبر إنك أنت السميع العليم ولا من الله
Kingdom living is being, you have to be obedient to God, God's constitution, and that he gave us to use our guide. So if you want to live a victorious life, you have to obey and live by his principles. Family and friends, like I would say, it's not my way, not your way, but it's his way. So we have to live by his principles as well. So, you know, when we live as a citizen of the kingdom, our greatest challenges, family and friends, will come from the most unlikely people. And, you know, it's so funny because those unlikely people will be your biological family, your sisters, your brothers, sometimes even your mother, your father, you know, your closest friends, people that you might think is your friends. Those are the people that will be against you. You know, these indeed would be your biggest obstacles at times to a kingdom living. You know, so you have to be strong in mind of God's constitution, of his constitution. For example, the Lord Jesus brothers and sisters were, you know, they were not on the same page. So they was his biggest enemy, you know, to his kingdom. You know, there were some of his biggest critics against his kingdom family. So if, you know, if his family could be against him, why our family can't be against us when we want, you know, to live in God's kingdom, to have that kingdom living. So, you know, sometimes it'll say, be careful of who you have in life or who you have around you. You know, with that being said, you just have to be positive and stay positive because any and everybody could become your enemy, especially when you want to walk that life with Christ. They have become your biggest enemy. You know, you'll be like, well, I thought this was my friend. I thought this was my family member. Yeah, I don't always say, and I'm sorry to say this, but I don't always say, you know what? My family is my biggest enemy, and it's true. Because sometimes when you think you're doing good or you think you're doing right by them or for them, they're going to always have something to criticize you. They're going to always have something to say. You know, it could be jealousy, it could be whatever it is. They're going to always have something to say to bring you down. Especially when you walk in that walk with Christ, family going to try to bring you down, especially if they're not living for Christ. If they're still living that sinful life, of course they're going to have something to say. So family and friends, you know, what I've been saying and what is a kingdom living, you know, just be careful. Keep doing what you're doing for Christ, because he is the Almighty. He is the Messiah. You know, he is our Father. You know, so just keep doing what you're doing for you, not for nobody else, but for you, and do it the right way and walk in faith to stay with God. That's what you have to do in life to have that kingdom living. Forget what everybody else said, because you have to live by God's principle. Yes, those challenges won't come, but you still have to live by his constitution, family, and friends. So just keep doing what you got to do for you. You know, I'm gonna play a song, and then I'm gonna come back, and we're gonna break down kingdom living. So I gave you the definition of what is a kingdom living. Now I'm gonna tell you about kingdom living. So family and friends, once again, stay tuned, and as always, stay blessed.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. TPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Blessings, family. This is Pastor Christopher Newton. We are celebrating our fourth year of ministry. And we're going to do it big by having a 2015 Nissan Altima car raffle. Yes, that's right. It's only a $30 donation. So get your name drawn in. And on July 4th, Independence Day, we're going to announce the winner of our raffle on Facebook Live at TPV Ministries. And walk with us. Let's go.
Sasa Vildeed, Saka Fed, coming stuff. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
This is the Caribbean Pepper Pot on TPV Radio Network.
You